Hi guys, thank you for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to video 3 in my SpaceX Deception series. Now I know some of you have had questions about the waters above, where they are, and how that fits into Brian's model. He's going to be explaining that on his website. So he's going to be doing videos explaining how that fits into the model. So I'm going to leave that to him. And some of your questions might be answered by the end of this series. So just hang tight and let's get into video 3. In this video, we will be analyzing the different characteristics of each part of the launches, what is happening and where the rocket technology is in the sky. How the rockets appeared depends on what tech is being used and whether the rocket is in the air, skimming the waters above surface, or whether it is submerged. In this first video clip, you are watching an amateur liquid hydrogen rocket take off from the ground. Remember in my last video, I talked about how fast real rockets go and how quickly they cover distances. The speed, orange glow, and the plume of smoke are the typical characteristics of a liquid hydrogen rocket. You don't see those official televised rockets move like that, do you? LOL. This is a clip from the December 7th, 2017 SpaceX launch from the ground. You can see that the initial phase is a liquid hydrogen rocket. As I talked about in my first SpaceX videos I posted on YouTube, Leaving the Dome and Why NASA Works Underwater, you can see the splash of where the rocket hits the water, just like the characteristics that a bullet makes entering water. See the round splash it makes, and then the secondary tech continues where it has entered the waters, and there is no more plume. We have figured out how they release that second tech and why they use it to get into the waters above. I will discuss that in a later video. Here's another video clip showing the entry point of the rocket hitting the waters above. It's the fat splash you see right before the trail of the rocket changes. Something important to note before we go into the October 7th, 2018 launch. They had been hammering the skies with chemtrails that day. Clouds moved in, as we've noticed they do, when the skies here in San Diego have been chemtrailed and the visibility of the lower part of the launch is obscured. Was it purposeful to move in those clouds so that our view of the latest tech they developed would be obscured, so people wouldn't notice that the launch was different than all the rest? I think so, because it was different. We will go into why in a later video. So let's look at the part where this launch goes from liquid hydrogen rocket tech to the point it enters the waters above. On the October 2018 launch, you can see a bit through the clouds where the orange glow and the faint orange trail is left. At the point of that orange glow, you'll see the splash, and then the secondary tech enters the water. The angle each rocket takes is important. We will talk about the different angles, why they did that, and why it's important in a later video. But this rocket in December of 2017 didn't fully enter the waters above when it made that splash. It hit the surface and skimmed the surface for a bit before submerging, based on the angle it took. At the point you see the splash, the close-up footage reveals the skimming of the waters, leaving the wake we discussed in the last video. now you will see when the rocket is fully submerged. The appearance now looks like the light in deep waters, like I showed in my last video. Here it is, fully submerged in the October 7th, 2018 launch, and we see the illuminated trail from the disturbed water particles from the rocket. We will now take a look at the last phase of what we've seen of the launches. That part is where the rocket comes back down and exits the waters above. You will see the light trail disappear, the wake dissipate and fade outwards. Let's look at it again, zoomed in. The rocket falls into the Pacific Ocean. Further in this series, I will go into why that is. As we go on in this series, I will not only show you why the rockets come back down, but I will explain the different angles each launch takes and why each launch appears a little different, what is really happening at the point of the splash and why they launch these specific launches at twilight, and what their goal is, why they've failed, and why it's significant that we're seeing these launches more and more now. I also will break down and explain exactly what happened during the most recent launch, as Brian and I alluded to in our video, Part 321 Liftoff, and what that tells us. So make sure to look for Brian's video where he explains how the waters above fit into the model, and make sure to visit the discussion area for my SpaceX Deception series, where you can post comments, feedback, in any questions, and we'll try and get those questions answered for you. So that's all I have for you guys today. Thanks so much for watching, and stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.